What happens when a young filmmaker decides to bring his friends together and just make a movie? That's exactly what Alexander Persidis did, turning a simple idea into a full-scale film project built with friends from youth group, family support, and a whole lot of creativity. It's a story about more than filmmaking. It's about community, faith, and what can happen when people come together around a shared purpose. We had a chance to sit down with Alexander and his cast and hear how it all came together. Have a listen.
So a few years back, our son said to us, I would like to make a movie with my friends. And it's one of those things as a parent, we'd watched him since he was five and he first fell in love with a scene of Force Awakens. And it was a real wow moment for him. And he has every day after that said, I want to make movies. And we thought, well, okay, we're not gonna do music lessons or dance lessons. Our kid wants to make movies. So we started with that.
The producer of this thing, right?
I started back in 2021 during COVID. I just wanted to see my friends and thought, I want to make a movie with my friends.
Your community, who are all these people?
James, he's a friend of mine who I met from a youth group I went to. And James, thanks to him for inviting me.
A lot of professionalism in this project, and hopefully you hear that when we play some of those and this and all that kind of stuff. So one of the things I've noticed is it's brought a bunch of people that probably wouldn't be together normally together. So have you guys continued outside of this project, hanging out together or anything like that?
Yeah, we have been hanging out at youth group a lot. Alex hasn't been there very often, but a lot of the others, like James has. But sorry, Alex. But yeah, we do tend to hang out a lot, yeah.
Church person to person, did you send out an email or anything like that? Or how did you get so many people interested in the project?
I had a letter that I would pass out to friends of mine, and that's basically what happened.
I'm Alice. I just enjoyed meeting all the people and being able to be like, yeah, I'm in a movie and you're not. So that was fun.
My name's Evelyn. I really like the food, but
food, tell us more about the food.
It's like random snacks people bring.
So you like the catering side of making a movie?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ben. I really like just being able to do this project with friends, getting closer to them. And when bloopers come along, it is so hilarious to watch them later. That is one of the best parts.
So I listen to this amazing cast and what they say that is their favorite part. And I'm really humbled by it because they are the most amazing cast. And we have had the privilege of watching these kids. And for the last year and a half, these families have committed to doing this project with us. This is Alexander's third movie. This movie alone has taken a year and a half to film. Our first filming day was June 1st of 2024. And they are all amazing. And we've watched them grow, and there's musicians and artists and the ideas that this group has brought. It's like Alexander had this incredible vision, but the best part has seen what everybody else has contributed to it. So we cannot wait to put this together and to have everybody come that night for the premiere and let them see how amazing they actually have been.
Initially, when you guys started coming together, what was the story there? Aris?
Oh, it was hilarious. We went to a local baseball park and we put a green screen against the chicken wire in order to replace it in the computer. And then it was windy and the green screen stuck against the chicken wire. So when we replaced it in the computer, it looked like chicken wire, but then it became a special effect. It looked as if something, a force field, was shimmering. So the stuff that happens was just absolutely miraculous and lovely.
And that first movie that Alexander made was 7 minutes and 7 minutes of bloopers. And that was where we started.
I'm James too. And something that struck me as unique here is that like we all have input on it. Like I walked up to Alexander and Rhonda and asked, hey, would it be okay if I beat up a stormtrooper with a frying pan? And they're just like, sure. And yeah, that's just great that like we all are able to have input into the creation of this project.
They were a couple people who I'd like to thank personally. One of them is Craig, who helped us to build two of our most key props, Coaxium Torpedo and then an X-Wing, which thank you so much to him for building them. And Jeff, who introduced us to our VFX person, and whose name is Sean Koontz, who will be helping us in the post-production phase. So thank you to both of you. Thank you so much for the amazing introduction.
And I think of all the people that have been so kind to give us space and the time to do this. So we have Pastor Scott and his amazing wife, Janelle, at Novation. It's such an amazing church, and we love coming here, and the people are so welcoming. And they have the most beautiful space. The musicians that have been involved, the great Novation band, everyone has truly contributed to this. And so it really has been a labor of love, but we start each day with a prayer. And I hope our cast and crew feels that God has been on set with us every single day and is following us through for this entire project. So we hope it's a real inspiration to every kid and every family out there that if you have a dream, go find other people that are crazy about your dream too and make it and do it.
That's Alexander Persidis and his team from Rolling Panda Production, and his mom and dad, of course. A great example of what can happen when young people step out, use their gifts, and build something together. You can check out more about the project and watch the trailer right now at 670KLTT.com. And if you've got a dream like that, don't sit on it. Go find your people and start building, like Alexander did.